Okay, so last week we talked about like switching or like expanding. You go into desire and then connecting the brain to the heart to the doing. Why can't we just stay in the fantasy part?
Because you're on Earth. That's the next dimension. Once you pass over, everything you think of will be like the dream state. It will be manifested very quickly. And so on Earth, it is your job to embody, to bring thought, to bring creativity, to bring inspiration, to bring desire into form. And even though it seems very difficult to you all, and many complain about the process, it is what absolutely delights soul to come and play with. And here on Earth, it's fascinating that the personality self will become mesmerized by the struggle. That we are often witnessing that in human form, it's the negativity that is most attractive. And so you could stay just in the fantasy part, as you say, and the lovely imagination, and yet the truth is, the human consciousness has not evolved to a state that that's possible. Have you ever timed yourself how long you can stay in the nice feeling place?
A lot, but it's just when I have to involve other people that it kind of goes away. I'm okay as long as I'm by myself and I'm alone, I'm good as long as I'm alone. If I have to go out and I have to depend on other people or the phones or internet, then I lose that because...
Okay, then we would invite you to expand what you're visualizing. And expand to involve the other people. Be very clear that when you first start this journey and you start learning things like the law of attraction, you begin because you have desires that you're seeking to manifest for yourself. But in truth, it's only the beginning of the path. What it is that you're really desiring is a soul who would awaken on this journey, who would be attracted to this level of work. What you're truly desiring is to become very masterful at allowing in everything you desire, even as you keep desiring more. So allowance isn't the question that came up last week. Allowance is when you have no filters, no barriers, no beliefs, no old memories, no sticky energy in the way of what you want. And you are all here to develop a mastery in being a being of allowance. And so each time you are frustrated with technology or other people or needing or depending on others, the question you would want to ask yourself, how could I visualize it differently? How could I expand my fantasy, my imagination, the feeling place of what I want to include all these moving parts in a more powerful way? And that would be, in a larger picture, maybe you can even grasp from this example, that is the contribution you make. When you're not just manifesting like this because you thought of something that you would feel good, but that you are manifesting at a level that there are many moving parts, many people, and all are benefiting from that which you desire. And so expand your perception of what you're creating. Who does it bless? Who will benefit? How is it better? How does it contribute at a higher level of delight and pleasantness to more than just you? Because when you are happy and you're having a very fruitful, prosperous experience, you will find that many people prosper. And so that is where we would invite you to tweak the way that you're in the feeling place. Keep everything you're doing and expand it to include technology and others. And then you want to look, you want to listen to the words that you speak, because it will give you an idea of the belief systems that you're holding that are the filters that don't allow you to be in a state of allowance. And so when you believe that the minute you're dealing with other people, it is the most disappointing and frustrating experience, that tells you of a belief that you may want to counter with the opposite. And so you could use the affirmations that you are familiar with. Why is it always so easy to be me? Why does everybody support me? Why is it that everything I want is easily and readily available, and I have many people agreeing in thought, in action, to co-create with me. And so we believe that you have done excellent work on many, many levels, and now you're ready to expand to the next level, which would naturally be where you are a contribution to a much bigger circle of influence.
Okay, and then the allowance and the manifesting, because the manifesting feels work we're doing, and the allowance.
And the reason the manifesting feels like work is because it is through consciousness. Allowance is through an alignment of all your bodies and mostly your heart. So if you are, and you have experiences of this, where you practice great gratitude, delight, wonder, where you connect to the oneness where there's something bigger than you that is magnificent, that feels good for you to witness. You are in this state when you are in laughter. You witness it in your children quite often. And so when you practice that, there are many times in your life you're delighted by synchronicity. And so that is the frequency you want to keep practicing, and yet we also want to be sure that we stress the point that you are here to bring delight into form. You are here to learn not just how to consciously manifest, which takes a lot of focus and energy. And the minute you stop focusing, those manifestations can get all wonky on you. And so we ask that you expand a little bit and start thinking not just of the effect, but what's the true cause? What is it within you that would allow you to have such great desire, that would allow you to allow in so much goodness? And if you start focusing there, you're going to find that you will go to the next level. So allowance is when you just believe that goodness is natural. And manifesting at certain levels of being is where you're focusing the mind energy, the thought energy, the language energy, and the right action. And that can be very difficult in the beginning. But there will come a time where you will visualize that which you desire, and it will not feel like work to bring all the moving parts together. It will feel quite delightful. And it is just this next level of giving, where when you create for yourself that which you desire to experience for you and your loved ones, all others involved in the creation will also benefit.